Laser Rock Laser Tag Center, and now the newly renovated Edge 5 Theaters, including two movie bistros for adults 21 and over. Enjoy tableside service from the on-call wait staff, leather recliners, food, and cocktail menus, all while watching the newest movie releases. The Edge is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis off Illinois Highway 15. Visit Edge618.com for more information. The Edge, eats, drinks, games, entertainment, and more.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good Wednesday, 6. Ryan Kelly, Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. The 9 o'clock hour featuring Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart. Kelly Chase with us every week during the blue season, which gets underway tonight at the United Center. Chicago, big week of sports. Mm-hmm. They got Brian Hoyer, which is huge.
We need this in St. Louis. We need to have Blues hockey back, so I'm excited for it.
And we need more Hoyer, frankly.
Right. Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
And Kelly Chase joins us right now here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. He is brought to you by Petromart. And every time we're talking Blues hockey this season, Bud Light is the company you can thank for that. The official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And they present our Blues coverage here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. A light body lager with a fresh, clean, and subtle hop aroma. Delicate malt sweetness and crisp finish for ultimate refreshment. Doug, the adjectives in that sentence.
They're very nice.
It's the countdown to the classic on Monday, January 2nd at Busch Stadium against the team, the Blues, are opening up the season tonight, the Chicago Blackhawks. Good morning, Chaser.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. I know you're on a tight schedule this morning. The anticipation is high around St. Louis. I think it's automatically going to be higher if you're opening up against the Blackhawks. But because of the run last year, I think more people are fired up to see the Blues play. And, of course, just naturally, when you look at the landscape of the sports scene in St. Louis in October, the Blues have the market to themselves. No Rams, the Cardinals not in the playoffs. It would be great from a fan standpoint for the Blues to start strong, not just for the team's success, but also to get people on the wagon because they have the stage to themselves.
Well, I think so. I think it would be, it's a different situation, certainly, with the Cardinals always having so much success in the fall. It's certainly something that's different for the Blues. We're in a situation usually here where we find ourselves kind of looking at the tail end of the excitement around them, and I think it's changed a bit, so that's cool. And yeah, you talked about last year's anticipation of this season, like last year because of the success. It certainly made made for a fun run and the guys to, have some higher, loftier goals, and I think that's going to only come with guys stepping up and playing with a little bit more energy and a little bit more responsibility, because when you lose Backes, you lose Brouwer, you lose Ott, those are guys that were key figures to having success from an older kind of experience standpoint. So some of the younger guys are going to step up, and I would expect Schwartz when he gets back and Fabry and those guys to have more successful years this year, and certainly Tarasenko to be more of the leader that they're looking for.
How do you see, if any, a change in the way they'll go about it offensively? You mentioned some of the guys that left play a certain style. The Blues have tried to get a little quicker, and it seems that they've done that. Do you think we're going to see a drastic change as you watch the Blues and how they play?
No, I don't think so. It's just a creature habit, and you can talk about playing speed and everything. The first thing he's going to focus on is defense, and that's how they won hockey games, and that's how they had success. So if I was looking towards anything to change, it would be for the younger guys to play with a little bit more confidence as far as handling the puck and maybe holding on a little longer. But as we know, last year's success came as a learning experience for them, and so they're not going to get away from the habits that made them successful, certainly.
What are you expecting to see from Yakupov, the guy they traded for from Edmonton?
Well, I think it's a great. I don't want to say a great trade, but I think it's a great look at an opportunity for the kid and for the Blues. Look, Chicago had a better package put together, but they couldn't get him in under the cap and fighting cap issues. But a guy like that, who's a first pick overall, has to have something. So for the Blues, I think it's a great opportunity to see if they can, you know, catch some of this lightning from this kid. He's got some skill. He's got some speed. He's not afraid to be physical. But he was set up in a situation in Edmonton where it was hard to succeed. And it was hard to succeed because you're in this bubble in Edmonton. You're the first pick overall. Everyone's kind of aware they wanted to take a defenseman, and the owner made them take this player, and which is a mistake. I mean, listen, you know, if you want your taxes done, you go to the accountant. You want your hair cut, you go to the barber. If you're an owner of a team, you want to pick a hockey player, let the hockey people pick the hockey player. And they didn't do that. And he said, we're in the entertainment business. Let's take this kid. And because of that, I think that, you know, he's always started behind the screen to start with. So this is an opportunity for the kid to step up and show that he's a hockey player and a world-class hockey player. And he's going to get some chances with some good players. And you hope because he's going to get those opportunities that he'll have some success.
The Blues got very good goaltending last year with Elliott and Jake Allen. I guess they already got good news. Jake Allen's ready to go tonight, but it's his show. How do you think he'll do this season? Do you think he'll build on what he did last year?
I think he'll have to. And then the other thing is, too, you got Carter Hutton, who's had a great exhibition season that played extremely well. So you know you have a fallback plan if there should be an injury or something. But Jake's the kind of guy that's professed since he got here, he wanted to be the guy. And he also is the guy that seemed to play better when he was getting more opportunities and more reps. So they're going to have to stick with him now. They'll give him rest in appropriate times. But I'd look for him to play 60 games this year, you know, 55, 60 games, so he gets in that rhythm. If he stays healthy, he's a guy that moves the puck real well and can be a real asset to the back end because, you know, anytime you're facing the glass after game 50 or 60 against big teams, if you got someone that can get in there and move the puck like Jake can, I think it's a huge opportunity for the kid to show just his worth and not just stopping the puck but moving it.
Are San Jose, Chicago, Dallas, those still the strongest teams in the West, and can the Blues contend with those clubs?
I think Chicago's the best team in the West, in my opinion, because that core hasn't changed at all, and they have experience. San Jose is going to be good. I think that Dallas is going to be better. I think, in my opinion, Chicago is always the standard, and that's because they've had the experience of all of those guys. They've got good young prospects, but they've got the experience to know that they can mature guys and take their time with them, knowing that they've got that core six guys up front. And the three defensemen and goaltender that just make teams successful. And I think that's why they're always dangerous.
You mentioned Hitch, you know, as a creature of habit. He has his system. Yo does things a little bit differently, or we've seen that in the past. How much say, you know, for this season anyway, will Yo have as to the day-to-day, or is it still Hitch, and Yo will just have to wait till it's his time?
Well, I think they're professional enough to, you know, work with one another. I mean, it's all hugs and hickeys right now, but we'll find out. Certainly Hitch is a strong-willed guy that's had success, so we'll find out whether or not the partnership will stay like that. But I can tell you that if I'm Yo, I'd listen a little to what Hitch has got, because he's got a wealth of experience, and even though, you know, he's, you know, I think the support staff from all of them support one another. So you've got Stevie Thomas that fills into Kirk Muller's role. Wilson, who's handled Hitch in the past and been around him and knows what to expect. You know, Ray Bennett's been here a long time. Of course, you know, Yo and him will have to work together as well because they'll be moving into that position.
Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart every week here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Blues and Blackhawks tonight in Chicago. Blues and Wild, home part of the 50th anniversary season, opens up at the Scott Trade Center Thursday evening. Chaser, appreciate the time, brother. Thanks so much.
Have a good day, boys.
You too. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Stop by your locally owned and operated Petromart location to register for your chance to win a limited edition Blues 50th anniversary Grizzly Cooler, courtesy of Petromart and Pepsi. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Thank you to Petromart for their sponsorship of Chaser. Looking forward to that throughout the course of the season. What we hope is another deep run that goes six more wins than they got in 2016's campaign. There was a thread last night. I was surprised to see this. I didn't know what the win total was. And in hockey, I don't think you really win totals are so random because overtime and, you know, everybody
sometimes
points.
They're hard to figure out.
It really is. But the win total for the Blues is 46 in Las Vegas. I didn't know that. And a number of Blues fans were posting I would go under on that. Whereas with a baseball team, you go, yeah, that's not a 90-win team. That's not a 100-win team. Or you go, oh, that team has the potential. That could be a 100-win team. Hockey, that mark doesn't have the same. A, it's usually point total, number one. But B, I don't think that significance is there with those totals as close as in baseball. So I don't really have a gauge on that. I know that understandably because of the defections over the course of June and July, that I think if the Blues didn't have as deep of a run as they had in May, that there would be even more concern. But because of those defections, there are understandably people who are concerned about this year, but because of the way the season finished, and that there are also some key young guys who you'd like to think are going to ratchet it up even more, in Fabry and Parayko in particular, but also, of course, Tarasenko. Ideally, he is more fit at the start of the season versus where he was at the end of the campaign last year, that the Blues would be in position to supersede expectations that are understandably curtailed by the defections of some of the bigger names in Backus, Brower, and Elliott.
I like it when you call it a campaign. I think
it
shows you're an insider.
You like that too.
And when you say someone isn't fit, I like that too.
Well, he was overweight.
Yeah.
And it hurt him. That's what I think.
Right, that's the big question is, can the young guys improve enough to the point that they can overcome some of the key losses? To me, that's where the season boils down.
I think they'll be able to stave off those key losses.
Nice. Boy, you are good. You are good.
Yeah, that's the word I'm going to
say. The over-under on Blues total points is 101.5, Joe Stats tells me. Doug, that's the wonderful Joe Stats who participated in Celebrity Shot at the golf tournament in May, but he will not be in attendance on Friesbitten.
Why not?
Well, he's going out of town.
Oh.
I'll be there on Friesbitten.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am, too, and we get to see Jay, our pal, right?
Jennings.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my Normandy golf hat that he gave me. Because I might be a Jay Lemming, except for the foot stuff, which I give him a wide berth on. Yeah. In fact, I try to leave the studio, actually. But I'm a fan otherwise.
Can I stand at one of the holes and hit shots with people as they come and
Celebrity shot. That's celebrity shot.
Yeah. That would be fun to do.
Well, you think my squad's got its eyes on Iggy and Cletus and the lady. When she was on the show, can you speak on air from back there? Yeah, you can. What's the name of the show? It's filmed at PGA National. At least they've done it at PGA National. I know that Lizzie Utoff is the lady. And then I guess her husband, Nurse, is the mic on Seamaster or Plowhawk or Darnell Coles?
I don't know, Lizzie.
I'm just turning a bunch of knobs. Am I on?
Yep.
You got the right knob.
Just hit the lever.
I have 9 levers I have to hit to get on the air.
We'll hit all 9.
They're on now. Yes, right. It was the big break to me.
Big break, that's it.
I think they're up to big break 50 now.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how well you play because Tim's dad's in charge and sometimes in the past. Yeah.
It would be great if
I'm
we
just won.
I don't necessarily.
I'm rooting for Timmy's team to win.
Nice. Where's the bell?
Yep. Ah. I don't think you have to root too hard.
And it's catered by Billy G's.
How about that?
That's nice.
And you'll have the wonderful Ken Bone will be there.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Is he going to play around?
Woo-hoo.
Now, what if like a listener just wants to show support and throw hosannas at your feet or maybe Doug's feet? Can they do that? Can they just show up and throw their hosannas? Is that allowed?
Yeah, I think we would allow that. I think we would allow that. I think it's important for people to be subservient to me. Don't you?
Yeah. So they're just going to drive there, park, get out with some sort of ring of flowers and toss them at Tim's feet.
Or your feet.
They won't
Could
be
your feet.
At my feet. No. They don't throw hosannas at my feet.
I'm excited just to watch some of the happenings. That, I think a lot of the listeners would too, even if they're not, they don't have time to play or whatever. They can just watch. There's Tim. He's about to use his wedge.
Buck
That's
35.
Exciting.
Yeah, he'll hit this every bit of 135.
There's Doug. He's wearing a golf pant. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that will be said.
Are
I
you going to play? You got time to play, don't
hey,
you?
Why don't you shave some strokes, baby?
I don't play.
Why not?
But I will hang around. Everybody plays golf. You know what I might do? I might see if I can secure a golf cart and just drive around and thank people for participating.
Hit a shot with them.
Mister?
Hit a shot with them.
All right, if they want me to hit a shot, I'll hit a shot.
All right.
But I appreciate our listeners and the fact that when Tim hosts these events, they show up. And it's for a good cause. Win, 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 win.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it, too. I was just going to check out the weather here to see what the forecast is.
Tim, you did it again. Ken Bone has over 163,000 followers.
You
oh,
can't
me,
be serious.
Oh, my. That's from the Fresh Squeeze Lemming.
He doubled it just from yesterday.
Well, he has been making the round.
The inevitable. I mean, you can you know, follow these things based on not only logic, but also recent social media history. And there really isn't a whole lot of history back more than 8 or 9 years anyway. To cite when it comes to social media, but there is some now backlash, of course, against Ken Bone, who's just like this nice guy.
What's the backlash?
Because you got it. Because if everybody's going in one direction, you have to be the voice of dissent. Say, I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, those types of things.
Do you think
that was that's something like he handled it all so well, self-deprecating, clearly intelligent.
Agree.
And. And couldn't have been kinder throughout, you know, the 24, 48 hours of being center stage in social media discussion and trending on Twitter and so on and so forth, that inevitably, as the late, great Joe Strauss would say, smartest guy in the room shows up and goes, well, I don't know.
They might be sharps. Sharps always go, they go against opposite the direction of public. I did hear a discussion, I can't remember where I was listening, but do you think that there's an element of the Ken Bone phenomenon where some people were sort of making fun of him, Midwest guy.
Of course, that's how it started.
Yeah, I don't think it was because of a Midwest thing. I think it was just his appearance. As he says, I couldn't believe, I mean, for real. I mean, it played out on the air. He didn't take offense to it. But, you know, he said, I went to Granite City. And I said, oh, and I was just in my mind going, okay, class. I figure he's right around my age, maybe a little older. Mm-hmm. So class of 93 is where I went. And he goes, nope, 2000. And I'm like, oh, my God. but as opposed to everybody getting awkward over, like, who gives a damn? You were born when you were born. You look how you look. He goes, yep, I look old because I'm fat, never receding hairline or bald or whatever it is, and have a mustache. So, I mean, yeah, those are what can you do about it? I guess what you can do stuff about. But, hey, you know, you look how you look, and you're born where you were born.
He's kind of happy with who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. And it's just, that's why people, he was endearing. You know, so God bless him.
And I agree, he couldn't have handled it better.
Couldn't
I mean, he could write a book on how to handle it.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Right at this particular moment in time, I think he kind of represents Joe American. Everyday Joe American from the Midwest.
And his question was actually substantive.
Yeah, absolutely was.
And no one cared about what he asked. I mean, I bet most people would have no idea the subject matter of the question he asked. They just know he's the guy in the red sweater.
Yeah, I was surprised such a big deal was made of it at all. I guess people are just so quick to want to jump on somebody.
See, I think, to me,
make fun of somebody.
Because as I said the other day, when they said the next question is from Ken Bone, I thought, here comes a free dotum. So you had the name, and then they show him, and then I was like, okay, this is a lighter moment.
I don't think anyone.
I honestly thought it was going to be a Ken, but I think the name factored in, and then you see the guy, and he's got the bright red sweater. I think there were a lot of reasons. But I do think some folks were, you know, trying to make sport of him in the beginning.
Ken clearly is fine with how he looks and doesn't let a myriad of memes get in his head. What a great sport. That's from Juan from PP Corp, who is an outstanding American himself. That Juan from PP Corp. Doug, that's what I would tell
he
you.
He said the kind of week that you really wouldn't think is possible to go from just a completely normal
guy. And it's only
Wensman. Yeah, living in Belleville, just minding his own business.
And now his thing is to get people energized to vote, which is a positive. That's what I see he's tweeting about. And I also thought about this, too. Had he just been a guy that asked a question in a red sweater, but the fact that that red sweater, which became so famous now, at least for the short term, was worn because he split his pants, made the story even better. And I think once that's out there, everyone had to have him as a guest because it's a great story as to how the red sweater outfit came to be.
Mm-hmm. And now he's been on Jimmy Fallon.
Everywhere. He's been on
the network news, CNN, everywhere you'd want to go. No. That's pretty amazing.
I mean, he just went on Calvin May's podcast.
Well, he's touched all the bases now.
Doug, at the start of the program, we discussed three of the four teams now in their LCSs, the one to be determined, Nationals and Dodgers. I do like the fact, I wanted to see a Game 5. It really wasn't an anti-Cub thing so much as I'm a big Game 5 fan, just like I'm a big Game 7 fan when it gets to that in the best of sevens. But I truly do, and it isn't Cardinal-centric. I just don't like that teams are forced, because of the playoff television scheduling, to compete when the shadows play a role in what they can see. I hate that. And so I was like, I'm looking forward to Scherzer and Rich Hill in Game 5 in Washington, but they're going to be, you know, dealing with a couple of innings worth of barely being able to see the rotation on the baseball, which is not, of course, how they competed for the previous 6 months. But now with the Cubs winning in the ninth inning last night with four runs in the ninth, that will not take place. And so that Dodgers-Nationals game will be at night in Washington. But if you remember, and those of us playing fantasy baseball, especially those of us with him on our team for part of the year, the Giants' closer was Santiago Casilla, and he didn't get called to the mound last night in the parade of bullpen pitchers that Bruce Bochy brought in. The Giants saw their even-year postseason magic vanish Tuesday night as their bullpen melted down, but perhaps no one took it harder than a pitcher who never saw the mound. Santiago Casilla, who lost his closer job in mid-September, was never even called to warm up as the Giants used five relievers in the ninth inning while the Cubs staged a 4-1 rally to win 6-5 in Game 4. After the loss, Casilla was in tears at his locker. "I never had that moment before during 5 years here. I had a little struggle, but everybody has had their bad moments. I think they forgot all the great moments I've had here. I've pitched a lot in the playoffs and done my job. I know I am a good pitcher." Casilla had 9 blown saves this season, tied for the most in the majors. He had 31 saves. "I'm a pitcher. I'm part of the bullpen. I know I have had some bad moments in September and during the season, but I have good numbers in the playoffs, and I know I can pitch in that situation. I know I can pitch in the big leagues. I'm just going to wait and see what happens," he said, regarding whether or not he will be back. I would imagine that the Giants will be leading the charge for a closer after this season, and perhaps the man who ended their season last night will be wearing the Giants logo next year.
After the game, I told you I saw people speculating as to why Moore couldn't have gone a little deeper, even though it was up to 120 pitches. I didn't hear too much discussion as to what relievers they actually use, because I think,
couldn't name them. Yeah, Derek Law started it.
I think most people lost count.
Lopez,
I think
Romo,
most
Smith,
they
and
used
Strickland.
So many.
Yeah, I was about to say Strickland and Romo, I knew, but then the rest.
But they came so fast too; you almost lost track. Oh, there's one. There's one.
I'm still the guy that's in the camp that you ask your starter to go more if you're this dominant. I don't really care about the pitch count when the season's on the line.
Well, hold somebody accountable real quick.
Come on, Bochy.
Nice.
Leave him in the ballgame, Bochy. He's killing it out there. 8 innings, 10 Ks. Leave him in the game. Why do you want to take him out? It's exactly what the Cubs want. Leave him in there, Bochy.
There.
Well, it's a 3-run lead, Doug. I'm going to speak for him.
I don't care.
Well, it's a 3-run lead, and he's up to 120 pitches. I'm sure we have someone that can get an out or two.
Well,
Clearly, they
did not.
Yell more.
You ain't got anybody who can get an out. If you did, you wouldn't have snuck in a wild card at the last moment. You barely made the playoffs because of the bullpen. Now you're going to trust the bullpen with the season on the line? Come on, Bochy.
Now, that was good, but you had a little trouble. Usually, you're an expert in role-playing.
Mm-hmm. Who would you like to see in the World Series, boys?
I'll be honest. I don't care.
I want to see the Cubs for the entertainment factor.
I'd like to see
the best
Indians.
Matchup to me is the Cubs and Blue Jays. That's the best matchup. The Indians are, I don't know what the hell happened there in that
it's
series.
It's hilarious.
I don't know what
it's
the
kind
hell.
Of an obscure team that you never really see or
well,
watch
it's
or
it's
have
not
interest
that
in.
There's certainly that element, and that's, you know, that's the nature of the beast in a city that hasn't had success in baseball themselves. My God, if you had the Cubs and Indians as far as history, I mean, if it weren't for the Cubs' 1908 debacle, the Indians would be the ones cited as such. Hell, I don't know why they didn't. I'm sure they tried to probably get the Cubs for the film Major League, but I guess part of it was the city charm, and Cleveland has that city, quote, charm. Chicago doesn't have. But anyway, my point is those bats in the Blue Jays lineup, Cleveland just, you know, listen, it's not like I was monitoring Cleveland Indians baseball throughout the course of the season, but some of their best pitchers are done. There's nothing they can do. But yet they go out and they sweep the Red Sox, who were heavily favored in that series, despite the fact that the series was starting.
They don't have Salazar anymore. They don't have Feller. They don't have Herb Score.
Oh, wow. So you're going back to guys who shut it down last
year. Yeah. Sudden Sam McDowell is no longer with them. A lot of their best guys aren't there.
And therefore, you are taking the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Now, I bet on the Dodgers in a futures bet. Just a small taste, Doug. This isn't something that's going to alter anything. But it would be a nice play just because I thought there was value in it. So in that capacity, I'm cheering for the Dodgers. But I just, you know, in watching them play and now knowing what they're going to be dealing with from a matchup standpoint, it would be very difficult for me to see. But, of course, the Cubs have been in this position before and then come up short, the Dodgers or the Nationals beating the Cubs. If you're just saying, who do you pick? But when I'm getting 7.5 to 1 on my money, that's where I come in on the Dodgers. But, yeah, especially with that thing going to a Game 5 and the Cubs being able to start Lester on Saturday in Game 1, that is a huge, huge advantage. That now ensures that Kershaw can only throw at the very most 2 times. Hill can still throw 2 times, but they have some problems as far as their other starters. I really would have liked to have seen, because I know he's a guy that you had on the Prime Minister's over the course of the season, Urias throw in Game 4, and that's what would have happened had Kershaw not had to start Game 4. They were going to go with Julio Urias, the was he like 19 or something like that?
Yeah.
Ridiculous curveball. But then they lost Game 3, and so they did what Don Mattingly did back when it was against the Cardinals and threw Kershaw in short rest, and he K'd 10 or 11 or something like that.
But overall, Kershaw's record is not that great in the playoffs. He's actually beatable.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Since we have been blessed enough here in St. Louis to see two of those, three of them, because he had Game 1 in 14. And did they beat? Yeah, they beat him. They beat him in 13 twice, and they beat him in 14 twice.
Mm-hmm.
But none of those starts, he got rocked. I mean, I suppose you could say he got hit hard in the Matt Carpenter at bat Game 6, 2013. But the other ones, one was like a 1-0 game. That Saturday afternoon game where it was him and Waka, just effing pitching clinic. Then there was Game 6, which they won. And then he was just dealing through 6 in 2014. And once again, Matt Carpenter got him. The Cardinals had the huge inning. And then the same deal with the Matt Adams home run game. I think it was 2-0, if I'm not mistaken, when he hit the 3-run home run.
I just remember his reaction.
2-1. Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorite. There have been so many great moments over the last 15 years, but that one. That was a season saver, because you're going back to L.A. and Greinke's on the mound and Wainwright was pitching. And don't get me wrong, Wainwright threw well against the Giants, but
and he was
not
like,
at the level Greinke was thrown at.
And he looked like a little kid in that moment that just got that toy for Christmas that he had always dreamed of getting. And looking at, like, I like an underdog, and I would guess the Indians, based on the fact that, you know, they have a ton of injuries and no one knows who they are, would be pretty heavy underdogs, right? Wouldn't you think? The Indians?
Yeah, they are the underdogs.
And so,
trying to look up the math on it.
And as you guys know, I've been a Jason Kipnis guy for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You have a hard time not discussing Kipnis.
I mean, even more, you know, even if we're talking Cardinals-Cubs, I find a way to get Kipnis in there.
Remember the picture of Matt Adams in the locker room after that game when he hit the home run, where he had a bottle of champagne in his hand? He was kissing his girlfriend while the celebration is going around him. That was a guy at the top of the world right there.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that's like the kind of moment that everyone just dreams about.
So you would prefer that moment of him kissing his girlfriend to him like leaping in the air after he hit that home run?
There was a famous...
You like to watch, bro?
No,
that's what I'm
picture,
saying.
There's a picture that came out.
But
it just kind of looked like, now here's a guy on top of the world, just won a playoff game. Celebration around him.
Right, but most people would say that moment, that pure emotion where this huge guy is like seemingly 6 feet in the air, leaping and, you know, looking to the dugout, and you're like, I'd rather watch.
Mm. No, that's not what I said.
Cubs are +160, Blue Jays are +225, Indians are +375, and then both Natitude and the Dodgers are +900. So I could have another small taste on the Dodgers to get more, but I just don't like the way that this thing is currently setting up for him. But I'll be pulling for him just because where my cash is. To win the National League pennant, the Cubs are -250. Wow.
It can't just all shake out that way.
Nationals
from here,
plus 400, Dodgers plus 550. That's odd that the Dodgers and Nationals World Championship odds are the same, but the pennant odds are different. Nationals plus 400, Dodgers plus 550.
Yes, it can play out that way because the Cubs, like it or not, they're just the best team out there.
But
this
the best
year.
Team doesn't always win.
No, they don't. But who's going to beat them? Do you see anybody looking like they could beat them? I don't.
Indians.
Cardinals were in it, they would.
I don't. I think this is going to be their year.
I might go ahead and give the Cardinals a Spirit World Series win.
Spirit World. So we did get 12 this year.
Doug, do you know anything about Ryan Kelly? I know it was his birthday yesterday. I know that much.
Yeah. Well, that's good news for Ryan, and the good news for you is you call Ryan Kelly, and he can refinance your mortgage and save you all kinds of money. Talking about hundreds of dollars a month, potentially tens of thousands of dollars over the course of loan. Maybe you want to take some money out. That's kind of what I'm doing right now. You're going to take some money out. You want to redo the basement to work on the house a little bit to pay some college or high school tuition. You can do that too. He can show you how to do it. It's all very simple. They do it all the time and they do it better than anybody in the business. Ryan Kelly is, after all, the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest. Let me give you the phone number.
What's
there.
The phone number? Yeah,
so maybe you could call him and get started on your refinance. Or if you're looking for a new mortgage.
Or just tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Here's the number, 314-7197.
He sat on a feather.
314-7197-100. That's 314-7197-100. And their website is thehomeloanexpert.com. From Poughkeepsie to Potosi, Ryan Kelly is the guy to go see.
Nice.
The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
We would like to also recommend St. Louis's Mattress Direct. And it is direct because they are right here in St. Louis. And they have multiple locations throughout the St. Louis area. If you're in the market for a mattress, may I recommend Mattress Direct? They have 15 showrooms now in the St. Louis area. They just opened up their newest one in Alton, Illinois. You're going to get the best deal at Mattress Direct. It's STLMattressDirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online at 314-4DIRECT. That's 314-4DIRECT to get your mattress direct. It's the most advanced you're going to find when it comes to sleep tracking systems. I love that. It's so helpful. It really has been a game changer for my sleep to be able to have these sleep tracking systems. And it's really easy. It's not like you had like a program something and you can be awoken. Is that what you'd say, Doug? Awoken? Awaken?
I'd say wake awoken? Up. I woke up.
Yeah, but you can awoken. Be...
Awaken? Awoken.
I don't Vulcan. Know. A Vulcan. That was Spock.
All right,
so you can be a Vulcan.
The more I say it, nothing sleep. Sounds right.
Like today, like usually I get up at 4:30, 4:40, whenever I'm moving around or my legs are sick.
You have an international coffee, something mocha flavored.
No, just straight black. Oh. But today, I guess I was in a nice deep sleep. Woke up at 5:14. And I rolled over, and that's right when my alarm went off. Why? Because at that point, why? Because I'm not in rapid eye movement. You call it REM sleep. I mm-hmm. have the time to expand and say
no.
yeah. rapid eye movement. And so then I don't wake up when I am in REM sleep, which therefore means I'm not going to wake up and feel off all day. It has something to do with brain waves. I've had this explained to me by sleep scientists, which is very helpful because then you feel good throughout the day. It is a world changer. Maybe 2 out of 7 days a week I used to feel good. And since getting this sleep technology, it has changed my world. I recommend it to our audience, Mattress Direct, STL, MattressDirect.com. STL, MattressDirect.com. It's STL because they're from here. You can find them online or call 314-4-DIRECT. 314-4-DIRECT to get your mattress direct. Let them know 590 The Fan sent you and the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We have the emails coming up, the Morning After at InsideSTL.com, giving away a free cheesesteak at the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Oh,
we will be
good.
Doing, they are. We'll be doing the program there live on October 27th. Another TMA Live on October 27th. Plowhawk, are you getting all these times of the live endorsements? I know when the Seamaster leaves, we've had issues with that in the past. And I always
have a backup on the log anyways.
Oh. Huh, look at you. Nice little backup on the log.
The Plowhawk's on the ones and twos. I guess at 9:20 when we had that issue back in the day. But when we leave the Plow Iggy Monster.
What are you type away?
Yeah, my God, you'd be a court reporter.
Come on. Let up on the keyboard a little bit. What are you typing?
Doug, the Cubs advanced to the LCS for how many times in their history?
Cubs in the LCS? Twice?
Three. The answer is three.
Dun, 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 dun.
Doug Vaughn, you are currently on the leaderboard. What is your answer?
Alex, I'm going to say, what is two?
Awful. The cat.
Three.
The correct answer is five.
Five times in the league championship series.
Yes, sir. 1984. Ray Durham.
Leon Durham. Padres beat him.
Yes. And they were up 2-0 in that series, were they not? It was a best of five.
Hell, I don't remember.
Okay. But it was famous that he let a ground ball through his legs, and then that was another famous Cubs memory. 89, I don't think there was a whole lot of sweat to that one. The Giants shipped him. Will Clark went yard.
I don't remember that series.
Yeah, Cubs and Giants, and then the Giants got swept, I guess, by the A's. I thought it was a five-game series. But either way, the Earthquake Series, 03, Bartman. Last year, all that momentum coming off of beating the Cardinals. And that, to me, unless I'm mistaken, both LCSs and the World Series last year were just kind of, there wasn't a whole lot doing.
Could be because the Cardinals weren't in it.
No, I don't.
They got a spirit.
Another spirit? So this is their 13th World
Championship? 13th World Championships. Two they didn't really win. We're just going to pretend that they did because it makes us feel better.
No, because they deserve it for their plucky spirit.
Okay. I mean, a cloud of compete.
So when they hang those banners, it'll just be like a little asterisk with a P.S. next to it for plucky spirit.
Kind of like the Alabama National Championships. Uh-huh. They have a certain number, and the rest of the country has a different number for how many times Alabama has won the college football national championship. Mm. It's a very strange thing to me. Iggy, we can talk changing teams anytime. That's from Janie the Lesbian. Iggy, that's breaking news for you. What in the world just happened here with Janie
Who's
the Lesbian?
Changing teams?
I don't know. Iggy, are you changing teams?
No, she was. That we were discussing teams? Earlier that this woman that Iggy knows had been married and had been dating men and then suddenly announced she was a lesbian. That would be changing teams, right?
So I'm confused. Is Janie going back to men or am I going to men?
No, I think she probably wants to explain. I think she probably... She probably wants to explain how this might happen, how it might come about, would be my guess.
Well, call me, Jamie. We'll talk. Or come out. Well, she's in Minnesota now. So.
I was trying to get her here for the golf tournament. I really was. Friend of the show, because I'll pay for Larry's Ubers and cabs and all that stuff. The company will, not me. And I thought, you know, I'll do the same thing with Janie the Lesbian. She was here at the last one. She was just roving around the golf course with Buck Swope.
She was. Yep. Just kind of walking around.
And Swope was wearing the green jacket.
Taking 1,000 pictures.
<great. laughs> So I said, yeah, why don't you come in, sister, to be good? Because I'm going to be playing. Her and Anna Marie, they're fast friends. They can hang out. We'll have a good time. We'll have a nice little pony show. And then I went and saw how much flight. I thought the flights were like what the price is from St. Louis to Chicago, something comparable.
No.
Bad read on my part.
Got to fly Northwest, don't you?
It used to be that. I don't think Northwest exists, but I have flown to Minneapolis before on Northwest. Southwest, like $600.
Yeah, no.
So I said I can't be
Make
doing
a drive
that.
There. Can't it's only about a 10-hour drive.
Can't be doing that, and I can't expect her to drive. So anyway, I'd love to have her here this weekend, but I don't think it's going to work out.
But Buck Swope will be there.
I would imagine Swope in his green jacket will be there. So.
Great. And what about Deke Dotem?
I don't think Dotem's coming in.
No, I don't think he's eligible to play.
He's Chi-Town stand-up.
Well, you can't play if you're facing a lifetime suspension.
Well, Doug, we did a whole show built around Deke Dotem in Chicago.
Well, that was a fraudulent show. I wasn't.
They all are. St. Louis. It's all a Missouri-based statue. Yeah.
Maybe I'll drive up and pick her up, and then I'll have 10 hours to change her back.
Wow, wow.
Confident you could do that?
Wow. In a Mary Steenburgen, Steve Martin kind of way.
I've actually had girls go gay because of me, so I don't think I can change them back.
Oh, no.
Bat off.
Was that recently?
Well, I don't think it was me, but there was one that right after she dated me, she became a lesbian.
No fooling.
Really? Is that right?
That would have been another question I have. How do you like guys and now you don't like guys? How does that happen? And then I guess it was me.
Huh.
Pleasured the hell out of her, and now she's with women.
Okay.
Same thing happened to me.
You had a girl leave you and then become a lesbian?
Yeah, my freshman year of college, actually.
Really? Did you ever sense any lesbianic tendency?
No, she was one of those girls that was really... You know, bubbly personality when drunk, so would be flirtatious toward the opposite sex.
Yeah.
But I think we've all seen
flirtatious
that.
Towards the opposite sex or the same sex?
Or the same sex, excuse me, sorry.
Oh,
so
sure.
She would get flirtation, but some females are just like that, you know, the bubbly personalities. So we had a little fling, and then that stopped.
Had a threesome, you saying?
No, I was actually, great. I was kind of in
what was that?
I'm kind of in not a cuck situation, but I did witness a little lesbianic activity with her and another friend. This was after we hooked up. And then I kind of realized, my window probably closing here.
Probably.
And then, like, 4 months later, I see that she's in a relationship with a female.
Wow.
Still keep in contact with her. Still Facebook friends with her. Will she
come on the show and try and explain this to us?
Highly doubtful, but yeah. I can put a feeler out there just to make
she
sure.
She joined the golf team and you never saw her again?
No, she's not. She's one of the dainty lesbians. She's dating a butch.
I think they go more lipstick. I don't think they call themselves dainty.
Okay.
But then again, I'm
dating a butch.
Not in the community. Yeah,
do you feel she was attracted to you initially because of your sort of feminine demeanor?
I think we were attracted to each other, but it was all just basically physical connection, and you could kind of tell she was leaning towards that during the time we were hanging out.
Oh, sure.
And then, you know, it's official once you walk in and see that, and then she's in a relationship. I think they're getting married, actually.
No fool.
They're in.
Yep.
Jenny the lesbian just texting in, pick me up, Iggy.
Huh.
There you go.
How about that, Iggy?
You know, if there's one person here who might actually do that, it would be Iggy. It's not even like there's no odds. We're not even listed on the board.
No.
I don't know if I would pick somebody up in Warrington.
I don't know if you'd pick your parents up. If you had to drive 10 hours one way, you'd get your parents. You'd say, suffer.
I wouldn't mind the drive there or drive back with her, but the drive there would be pretty boring.
Maybe you and the Plowhawk can go.
That's what I'm
video.
Saying. I love road trips. Huge fan. So anytime you need a company egg, I'm there.
This is going to happen. Iggy and the Plowboy are going to make their way out.
That'd be four legs of a smoking. Trip. You got to go there and back and then there to drop her back off. And
Yeah, that's right.
Four times you'd have to make that drive.
Well, maybe after that 10 hours here, she'll want to move back home.
Wow.
This is starting to develop here.
Yeah, Weisberger's getting upset.
Who's that?
What?
Becky. She's my lemming. She's upset.
She's upset that you like Janie the lesbian?
No, I said maybe she's upset that I'm talking about Janie and...
Not her.
No.
Doug, do you follow everything?
No, I'm not following this at all.
Well, you're not on the fan page, that's
why. Why would anyone be upset that you're talking to Janie the lesbian?
Get on the fan page. I can't explain it to you.
Yeah, that's where you'll see Pretty Boy Paul Parker.
Yeah.
See, we've come full. Yeah, we tie it all together.
Pretty Boy Paul Parker. Who the hell is that?
We still don't know.
Buck Swope just texted me, have Plowboy make a video of the drive.
That's about 40 hours of driving.
It is 40 hours of driving. Now, if I'm only paying for one leg of Janie's flight, we're at $300, and maybe we can make a deal. She pays $150, I pay $150, and then we're now back to how she gets back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still 20 hours for Iggy.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it makes sense.
Probably not. Probably not. Be great to have her,
of course.
It's a lot of driving.
No, I won't even go pick up Larry and Alton. The chances of me getting to Minnesota are slim.
I'm still in.
You're in the
I love road trips, man. I absolutely love
but
them.
But wouldn't it be better if Iggy's driving and then you could just sit there and be high the entire 10 hours?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I don't know how fun it would be for Iggy, but yes, I would love that.
Mm. Would it be a better chance that you would do it if she wasn't a lesbian and you might have a chance to get lucky? He's got a
I had nine mics I got to turn up. I'm sorry. I thought I was done for the day, but I had him turn it back up.
No,
put in for overtime.
Would you be more likely to take on this chore or challenge if she wasn't a lesbian and you thought maybe you had a chance to get lucky?
I don't need to drive 10 hours to get laid.
How far do you have to drive?
A couple blocks.
Huh.
Damn, Gina. Damn. I'll go get her for you. Thanks. That's from Ace from the South. Doug, Ace from the South is going to drive up
Who's
to Minnesota.
That?
I have no idea.
Well, she's not going to accept a ride from just any stranger.
Yeah. That's area code 646. What's area code 646?
Who knows?
He probably drives a paneled van and we'd never hear from her again.
Sure, I'll go pick up the young lady.
Hello.
Just breathe into this chloroform.
He's on the phone.
Take a deep breath into the towel.
Clip that off. Guys, Plowboy's feminine hips turned his girlfriend his freshman year. Is that true? That's Jose from the Buggy Whip.
Hey, I can lay it down with the best of them, man. I'm not going to go into detail.
We got a regular Lexington Steel.
Little braggadocio.
I'm just saying, similar to Iggy, I was in that situation as well, freshman year of college, and I was not mad at all. Found it hot when I walked in on that trip sesh.
Oh.
But you kind of could see it
you
coming.
You walked in on a tripping session?
Well, that was, I told you, I walked in and noticed that she was engaging.
Right, but I mean, there's that, and then there's tripping, bro.
Okay, well, there were
They were reading the Chicago Tribune, is what you're saying.
It was rather close. I'll get into more detail off air. But, yes, it was very hot.
Wow, wow, wow.
And so what did you say? Hey, guys.
What'd you do?
Got a tombstone.
I mean, it was my...
Was she cheating on you by definition?
No, we weren't dating or anything. It was just a straight, you know, solid hookup hangout. Oh, so it was my bed, and I just sat in my recliner and turned on some Call of Duty. Did not play Call of Duty during it.
You played video games while
I didn't play. I said I turned on my Xbox, sat in a recliner, and shortly after they left, and then I went to Burger King that next morning.
Well, sure. That one, knew you'd go to Burger King.
Well, I worked there.
But, I mean, you turned on the video game just to act like you had a purpose there when you were really there to watch.
Well, I was loading up Ganja Garden Guru online. I'm getting ready to play because I just got off of Burger King at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I walked in my Burger King outfit.
Yeah. With the crown and everything on?
I mean, I didn't have a crown, but did have, you know, the full get-up.
Yeah.
And they were there because I told her to meet me at my place.
And she was cheating on you.
Not cheating. No, I did not.
Anna Marie and I have a saying. This is very important to our relationship. It's not cheating if it's gay.
Oh, wow.
Well, it definitely was gay, Tim. And it wasn't cheating because there was no relationship at all whatsoever. Hooked up a couple times, hung out a lot, more of a friend than anything.
But never had the less popular MFF.
No, you know, and at the time I didn't even think about it because it looked
How
like
How did that not cross your mind?
Well, if you were on my vantage point,
once I
like,
started growing shrubs, it was on my mind, and it's been on my mind now for about 38 years.
Well, they were about done at the time.
28 years. I didn't have shrubs at two.
No,
I
didn't even want to go there.
I handled it.
And I had three other roommates at the time as well, a couple of my buddies and my cousin. So I didn't want to, you know, I wasn't.
How many people were in this home?
Oh, this is a 5-bedroom crib, and it was a nice place.
5-bedroom?
Yeah, it was really huge. It was like a Victorian style in Macomb.
Really? Nice.
And I had the upstairs bedroom, and it was popping that night, Doug.
Hmm. And the stairs creaked when you walk up there?
Very old house, yeah. Yes.
Man, I could talk about this for the next 5 or 6 hours, but unfortunately, we have to get the email of the day. Is Frank in today? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Nurse Nancy Chasey Lane.
I've not
Iggy
seen
Back
him.
Has to turn on his 9 dials.
I think they're all at Truman's today, aren't they?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have the Truman's party all going on, and Frank is broadcasting live, Hollywood Casino Press Box, and all of the shows at Truman's for our Blues kickoff party. Go to Truman's in Seward. What a great place. But tonight, you can watch the Blues and Blackhawks open up the season at Truman's. That is the place to go. We have been in the Gateway Buick GMC studios for this magical, magical 3 hours of broadcasting. And Gateway Buick GMC is I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway Buick GMC. This month only, lease a brand new Acadia or brand new Envision for $299 or lower per month. That's incredible. $299 a month, and you can lease a brand new GMC Acadia or a brand new Buick Envision at Gateway Buick GMC. Call 888-865-9419 to speak with one of their leasing experts today. Shop now online at stlouisbuickgmc.com and book yourself a free test drive. Doug, it's time for email today.
Okay. This is exciting.
No. Fellas, this is just an update. That's all. I was performing manual on myself while thinking about Andrew Miller someday being on the Cardinals, and I was trying to stave off climax when it struck me like a bolt of lightning. Oh, I must be gay now. Iggy, to answer your question, it hits you like a truck out of nowhere. One day, you're straight as the day is long, checking out Mia Malkova, and the next, you're tapping your friend, telling him, I'm done. Good job, bud. I don't know how I'm going to tell my wife, but let's hope I can. Stave off divorce. Good job, buds. Pretty boy, River Phoenix.
Pretty boy, River Phoenix.
Morning, Tim. I really enjoyed the content of today's show. The cat, I like the feistiness that you showed. Doug, I really admire the way you stand up for what you believe in. Tim, I just think the world would be a better place if you ran for president. You are the best. Doug, let's do Lion's Choice for lunch, and we can do each other for dessert. Thanks,
okay.
The Baldwin Bottom Feeder.
Baldwin Bottom Feeder has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension longule.
Morn, just curious if you T-boys were able to get your hot little hands on the latest issue of French Fry Aficionado. It has some fantastic features that detail the trendiest cuts of French Fry for 2016, as well as which cut of French Fry offers the most optimal yield whilst enjoying them reverse cowgirl on the tank lid. It also spotlights a wonderful op-ed piece in which the writer lists his power rankings of fries that are best to be dipped into a ladyboy's coin slot. Wow. Think about it. That's from Timmy Walters.
Doug, you're not suspending that person?
Timmy Walters has been suspended. He has indeed been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thanks, Llewellyn's, for the logule.
Ding, ding, ding. The bell rings as the final round concludes between the Timberfake-Kelly fight. Both side fans are now rowdy as it was a close match. Through all the chaos and power, Hoosiers screaming about who won, a new challenge was taking place. Some say love was in the air, but it was more like when dogs meet and sniff each other's butts, because Doug had locked eyes with pretty boy Paul Parker. And oh boy,
I don't know who he is.
Doug hadn't seen anybody this pretty since he left work and saw Tim. Paul's baby blue eyes motioned over to the right. Doug looked that way and only saw the men's bathroom. He smiled and giggled like a four-year-old. He met Paul in the stall. They aggressively made out.
Okay, that's enough.
Spoons.
Who is it, Tim?
It's a white-collar gangster. That's Tawny's gentle mother.
He's getting to be just as vile as any of them. White-collar gangster has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. And his name is in the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log, you'll know.
Tribbles and Bits, love the first hour today. Observations and questions. It appeared that today is the first day you realize Timberfink doesn't answer questions. In point of fact, he has never uttered two sentences in a row that were in the least bit related, and he never answers questions. I think he is Donald Trump. Zebra69 was interesting. Maybe you should put him in charge of TMA promotions. Are Such Girl and Said Girl the same person?
Nope.
Last night, after Doug pleasured me, I said, good work, bud. And Such. Love the show. That's from a girl with an odor.
I didn't like it. A girl with an odor.
And finally, guys, Plops here. Congrats on booking Old Dirty Shirt 22 on the show again today. What a star. I wouldn't let Sniffles McTwitchite cut the tag off my new capri pants, let alone the hair on my head. I can only imagine letting that bum cut your hair. You'd be in the chair for 7 hours while he mumbles on, and the only thing that would happen would be accidentally dropping a lit cigarette down the back of your shirt, then slice his hand on the scissors. Yo, this is a sexy gash. Sex Lewis, you know Cat? The blood of Rocky. My trainer's Mick. Yo, McKernan. That's Mr. Merriweather. R.I.P. Mickey Carroll. Sex Show. Weezer. Who? Yo, sorry, I bled on your shirt, kid. Old Dirty Shirt 22, yo. Follow me on Twitter. No, not Twitter. Snapchat. My boy Mike Lee. What's up, Tony Lee? John Stamos, yo. Hey, don't be mad. Hey, can I get a ride home? Here's hoping the Home Loan Expert has this guy passing teeth in his stool come February. That's from Misty Plot.
No.
And that's what we have in the email of the day. Show me what you've got, little mama.
I like the white-collar gangster, but he was a little too vile, so I'm going to go with Pretty Boy River Phoenix.
I'm going to go with the one right there at the end, Misty Plops.
Pretty Boy River Phoenix is just shifting email of the
Lucas.
Day. Email of the day.
What a show today.
For the ages. For the ages. Frank Cusimano's up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box. This is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. He is live at Truman's, just like all our shows will be all day long for the Blues opener party at Truman's. They have great specials going on. Head to Truman's and Soulard Pony up with the all-new 590 The Fan. KFNS. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn and Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McCartan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS.
The all-new 590 The Fan on KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville, and InsideSTL.com. You can call or text the all-new 590 The Fan, the all-new 590 The Fan, the all-new 590 The Fan, the all-new 590 The Fan.